We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
On the Buffalo Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Buffs Prime Time with Tad Boyle and J.R. Payne. Brought to you by Coors Light, Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly. And by Pepsi, that's what I like.
Look out below! He elevates and slams with two hands.
Here is your host, the voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson.
Well, one final time for the 2020-21 campaign. We welcome you into Buffs Prime Time. It's the last show of the year as we've got head coach Tad Boyle alongside the regular season now in the books. Colorado coming off their last victory of the regular campaign last Thursday night. They took care of Arizona State 75-61. The Buffs finish up the regular campaign 20-7, 14-6 in Pac-12 conference play earlier today. We saw they jumped up to number 23 in the AP poll, number 12 in the net, number 16 in the Ken Palm. They're the third seed in the upcoming Pac-12 conference tournament. And on Thursday nights, after a first round bye, they play the winner of 6-11, which will be Stanford versus Cal. And now they just sit and wait for a few days.
And prepare.
And
Mark.
Prepare. That's right. Tad Boyle, voice of the Buffs, Mark Johnson. We've got, J.R. Payne's coming up. We'll talk to them. They're sitting and waiting right now, waiting to see what happens with the postseason. And also, Tristan DeSilva is going to join us today.
Oh, good. Yeah, Tristan. How about that? Well-spoken young man from Munich, Germany.
Yeah, and, very impressive.
With a big-time future here.
We'll talk more about that. I mean, he is awful fun to watch. Now, that game last Thursday night, that was kind of an interesting contest. Who was in charge of coaching the first 10 minutes and then the last 30 minutes?
Well, I'll tell you what, I did not do a very good job with the pregame speech. I can tell you that. I haven't acted like that in a long time. My wife said that she was hoping the baby aspirin I take every morning was working because my... The blood was pumping through the veins, so to speak.
Yes, it was.
But I just felt like, you know, I think seven of our first 10 possessions, if I'm correct, Mark, was a turnover.
It was crazy.
We were just, you know, we had prepared for Arizona State. We knew they were active in the passing lanes and trying to deflect balls, but we didn't come out and play like it. And I just felt like that we kind of had a little bit of that deer in the headlights look. I remember back to, you know, sometimes you go through your losses and you think, well, what could have I done different as a coach? I remember at Cal, you know, I tried to stay calm. I was almost at timeouts like pleading and begging, like, just here's what we got to do. Here's what, you know, and against Arizona State, I just lost it. Like, I just felt like I had to shake our guys up emotionally, because sometimes it's a mental thing, sometimes it's an emotional thing, and maybe they can get mad enough at the coach that they go out there and play with a little bit of fire and spark. And the good thing is, at halftime, I didn't have any energy left to yell at them. So I just, you know, I could just kind of talk and go through what we needed to do. But look, at the end of the day, it's not about that. It's about our players. Yeah. You know, players make plays, and they turned it around. And in the second half, we played a really good brand of basketball. But I don't know what that first half was all about.
I was thinking about after we talked to you in the post game, and you made comment to being very agitated, gesticulating there in that first 10 minutes during the timeout. You remember the movie Major League?
Yeah,
when he asked somebody to walk in the shower with the bats and throw them and get their attention?
Get their attention.
Sometimes, and it's interesting for you coaches, because you have to kind of take the temperature of the room a little bit. Okay, how am I going to get through to you? You can ask very nicely. You can beg. You can cajole them. Sometimes you got to rattle the cage a little bit, don't you?
Yeah, and I felt like that was it. You know, it was last regular season game of the year. I'm not going to, you know, go back. You know, I look at that Cal loss.
Yes.
I kick myself. Like, maybe I needed to do that then and shake them up and wake them out of their, you know, their slumber, so to speak. And so you don't always know what the right thing to do is. I know this is what I do know. You can't act like that on a regular basis.
No.
You can't, yell and scream and holler and, you know. But when you do it, you know, it's got to have an effect. And I thought it did have an effect on our guys, and they responded. Look, at the end of the day, we're all responsible for our own actions.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm proud of my actions and sometimes I'm not. That's not something I want to do on a regular basis, and I don't need to do, but I felt like that's what our team needed at the time.
Well, sometimes, and this is kind of an interesting aspect I'm not sure you and I have ever talked about. You know, I just finished up a little while here teaching a class here at CU. I do on broadcasting, and I talked to the students about finding your voice.
Yep.
As a coach, you have to find your voice. You can't be what you're not.
No question.
Right?
No question. Yeah, you have to be genuine, and you have to be real. It can't be something you're doing for show.
Right.
And the guys have to understand. Like, and I think it has to be warranted.
Yeah.
You know, some guys will just scream and yell because they're screaming and yelling. You and I have talked before about the distinction I've tried to make between being angry and being frustrated.
Yes.
And sometimes that line is blurred, so to speak. But when I'm angry, I want our guys to know why I'm angry. And,
right.
and I think they did, you know, that night, and they did something about it, which is the most important.
Well, and I think what's interesting from a leadership standpoint, a motivational standpoint for someone like you, Tad Boyle has got his personality. You approach your guys. You try to be very honest with them. You try to be very open and frank with them and make them understand and hold people accountable so that when every once in a while when Tad steps in and he is angry under those circumstances, everyone steps back and goes, ooh, this is a different deal. There must be a reason for it.
There must be a reason.
Yeah.
Exactly. And look, our players knew it. I mean, that's the thing about our team. Like, our guys are, you know, they're a self-aware group. Yeah. Like, they know that they were not, you know.
Well, McKinley's seen enough basketball to understand what's good.
He's seen enough. And,
right?
You know, and McKinley knows me well enough to know, okay, this guy's tripping, you know. Like, let's get this thing right. Let's, you know, we don't want to have to hear this anymore.
Right.
So let's get it right. And
yeah.
and he did, and they did, and. So, you know, but the second half, look, you come out, we have 10 turnovers in the first half, we have 3 in the second half, we hold them to 30% in the second half, we out-rebound them by 1 in the first half, we out-rebound them by 15 in the second half. I mean,
totally different.
Those are the things that you have to do.
Yeah.
So, and you don't want to have to be able to do that. But look, that was it. That was the last regular season game of the year. It was like, it's now or never type deal.
How much have you changed on the sideline or in practice from the day you took over as a head coach at Northern Colorado?
Well, I've changed a lot since Northern Colorado. If you saw me then, I was like I was against Arizona State much more often. And I've matured. I've mellowed a little bit, I think. I think it'd be a great question for Nate Tomlinson, because Nate calls me out on it. You know, like, hey, you know, I remember when we got a technical foul and – He says, you're not going to make him run a 55 in practice, you know, the next day. I'm like, well, you know, God, I'm not sure he deserved the technical foul. Right. He's like, well, when I got a technical, you made me run. You know, like he was still mad for him having to run a technical foul 12 right. years ago. You know, so, but what I love about Nate is he called me on, you know, he'll call me on that, like, yeah. you know, like you're getting, don't get soft. And so, I think as you age, you do mature, hopefully, mm-hmm. hopefully, mm-hmm. you mellow, probably. I think we all probably are. Guilty of that, if you want to sure. look at it that way, but I have changed. There's yeah. no doubt about it. But I think the core crux of the core values and what you believe in, you know, that hasn't changed. And I like to think I'm a better coach now than I was 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And I think I am. But yeah, you learn. You continue to learn from every experience that you have. And last year's team, I felt like I learned from.
Sure.
For this year's team. This is a totally different team this year, even though a lot of the pieces are the same, got a few different ones. I feel like I learned from some mistakes I made last year.
Well, I asked that question only because I'm thinking, you know, in my business, for example, there was a time when there were a lot of guys that sounded like Marv Albert, right?
Right, absolutely, yeah.
Right, and I'm wondering, from a coaching standpoint, was there a time when there were a lot of Bobby Knights out there?
Yeah.
And then there were a lot of, right, and so you begin to, because you're a young coach, you're coming up, you're seeing success in how that guy does it. You emulate that to a little bit until now at this point in your career, you're comfortable in your skin. You know who Tad Boyle is.
Yeah.
And now I'm my own coach.
It's interesting you say that because I remember when I got into coaching, and this was high school coaching, you yeah. know, 20-plus years ago, and I talked to Larry Brown, who was one of my college coach,
sure.
and I said, Coach, you know, what kind of advice do you have? And, you know, we spent 15, 20 minutes on the phone. And I remember at the very end, he says, the most important thing, Ted, is you have to find out who you are.
Hmm.
And he didn't use your find your voice. He didn't use those yeah. words. But he said, you know, don't try to be your high school coach. Don't try to be me.
Yeah.
Don't try to be anybody other than who you are. And that was great advice because yeah. you're exactly right, especially as a young coach, you're thinking, I want to be like Bobby Knight, or I want to be yep. like, you know, Mike Krzyzewski, or, you know,
sure.
you name the coach that you maybe grew up watching, John Wooden, you know,
yep.
remember a lot of coaches, you know, Coach Wooden used to run, have the rolled up program in his hand.
Yes.
And there was a lot of coaches that would roll up a program in their hand because they wanted to be like Coach Wooden, you know, that like that's just an example, or they wanted to act like Bobby Knight, so they would go crazy, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, finding out who you are and finding your voice and being comfortable in your own skin, all those things are great learning tools.
As I've watched you, I've never seen you chew on a towel. So
no,
I don't think you're emulating the shark.
No, Tark the shark is not. Although he's a hell of a coach. You know,
yeah, without question. You know, and along with that probably comes, I would think, and why Coach Brown gave you that kind of advice. Because if you're not genuine in who you are and you're not authentic, those group of 18 to 22 guys will pick up on that real quick, and then you've lost them.
No question about it. Yeah, absolutely. And that's why I've always said, you know, fair, like a sense of fairness, you know. Mm-hmm. And again, I use the story with Nate, you know, like you have to run a sprint after practice for a technical foul. And, you know, like I have to be fair in that from the start of the season to the end of the season. I don't have to necessarily do it from team to team, though. Because you have the
true.
Prerogative to change year
yes.
to year,
yeah.
and you have to change, you have to evolve, and I've done that, and I think you always have to be self-critical. This year will be no different than no matter what happens down the stretch, how we finish, good, bad, indifferent. You know, last year we kind of dovetailed at the end. At the end of every year, you got to take inventory of who you are, what you did well, and what you got to get better at.
So what do you think, going through what you guys did last year, those last five games, And then this year, you're playing very good basketball. And you had a couple of tough situations here down the stretch where things could have gone off the tracks. What did you learn?
Well, I learned that the mental aspect of the game, it can't be overrated. And mm-hmm. I think, you know, it's basketball is a game of momentum. And sometimes you can have positive momentum. Sometimes you have negative yep. momentum. Last year, we certainly had negative momentum going down the stretch. And you've got to find a way to get out of that. And the only people that can do that are your players.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember last year not trying to be too hard on the guys and trying to build them up because I thought we lost some confidence. And this year, you know, what I've learned is our players have really taken that ownership and said, okay, we aren't, you know, and I think the key game of the year, as I look back on it, is the Oregon State game. because, you know, that's we'd lost our first time back-to-back.
Yep.
We lost a hard-fought game to Oregon where we didn't play well offensively, and then the guys found a way to win against Oregon State on the road, and that kind of got us back on track. And then we came home with three home games, and we took care of business with the three home games.
Yeah.
And unlike last year, you know, and again, the line between winning and losing, Mark, is such a fine line sometimes. I've always believed this. You're never quite as bad as you think you are.
Sure.
We weren't as bad as we thought we were last year. We're losing the last five games. You're never quite as good as you think you are. We're not as good as we think we are winning the last four games this year.
Sure.
So every game's a new game, and let's go hook it up. But the positive, you know, nature of your locker room and your team. And I think that's what we have this year. We got a positive group of guys that truly love to be around each other.
I remember, so we're sitting there last year about this time, the day after your opening round loss in a tournament, and I'm sitting with you and the rest of the staff at the table, and over on the other side of the room, McKinley and Evan, there might have been a third player there, I can't remember at the time. But they were kind of discussing things. Now, you know, that plays into what we're talking about in terms of them understanding that. So how do you then, as a coach then, knowing that this team made that switch, was able to overcome that, learn some things from that, how do you try and instill that from year to year?
Yeah, no, that's the key. And that's where, you know, I was thinking about this the other day as I was watching from afar practice. You know, you guys going on two ends, and we're not scrimmaging. So you got the post guys on one end, the perimeter guys on the other end, and I'm looking both ends and seeing what we got coming back next year. And I'm like, and the thought just hit me, I just hope that our young guys, the Jabari Walkers, the Tristan Da Silvas, who you're going to talk to here in a little bit, you know, the young guys, even in Nick Clifford and Luke O'Brien, all those freshmen, Keyshawn Bartholomew, are they learning from what these seniors are doing and have done?
Right.
And are they taking those lessons? Because at some point next year, whenever, you know, adversity's going to hit, we're going to hit a rough stretch, are we going to be able to fight through it?
Right.
And that's what you want your young players to learn from your older players. And that's what's nice about being in a place for 11 years, going into 12 now next year, is you hope you build a program that sustains itself by the older guys teaching the younger guys,
sure,
you know, what they've learned. And the younger guys learning it and applying it.
Yeah, because this group of seniors certainly learned those lessons and has really turned that into execution on the court.
Yeah.
We'll go ahead and take a timeout. The Buffs, by the way, are the number three seed, get set to take on the winner of 6-11 on Wednesday night, Stanford and Cal. And then Colorado's got the late game on Thursday night, 9:30 Mountain Time tip-off on a Thursday night. We'll hit the air at 9 o'clock on the Colorado Basketball Network. It's Buffs Primetime presented by Avery Brewing Company. We'll go ahead and take a timeout with Tad Boyle after this. This is Colorado Basketball from Learfield IMG College.
Hey, Buffs fans, Mark Johnson here. With multiple hospital, urgent care, and specialty clinic locations across Colorado, UC Health celebrates Buffs fans as they live an extraordinary life. UC Health, the official healthcare partner of the University of Colorado.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I must give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Stampede is the official licensed beer of University of Colorado Athletics. Avery Brewing Company developed this refreshing Colorado Gold Lager, shoulder to shoulder with the University of Colorado at Boulder. Pure Rocky Mountain water sourced from our Colorado home makes Stampede light, crisp, and perfect for game days. Stampede is a welcome, easy drinking choice at CU's Folsom Field and across Colorado. For those looking for a quality Colorado Gold Lager to be proud of, Stampede charges to the front. Find Stampede near you at AveryBrewing.com.
First National Bank is proud to be an official bank of CU Athletics and the exclusive provider of the CU Visa Debit Card. Find out how you can take the game with you with a CU Visa Debit Card free with any First National Bank checking account. Visit any branch or fnbo.com/buffs to get the ball rolling on your free CU Visa Debit Card today. First National Bank, an official bank of CU Athletics.
And now, a moment of chill from Coors Light.
Ooh.
Coors Light, mountain cold refreshment, made to chill after the short but cold beer run from hot tub to cabin. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Hey, Buffs fans. Voice of the Buffs, Mark Johnson here for UPS. Your customers want more from your business. You've got to make more happen. Whether they're in Boulder or on the other side of the world, globally or locally, UPS is building solutions to help businesses give their customers exactly what they want. More. Made easy. UPS, official logistics company of Colorado Athletics.
Hello, you've reached Toyota. This is Jan. How can I help?
Hi, Jan. Is now a good time to save on a new Toyota?
It sure is. With great deals now through March 31st, you can ready, set, go get your Toyota today.
Right now, get $1,500 cash back on a new Highlander. Visit Toyota.com for other great deals. Toyota, let's go places.
Cash back from Toyota Motor Sales USA, Inc. varies by region. See dealer for details. Offer ends March 31st, 2021.
Your Front Range Toyota stores are proud official partners of CU Athletics.
At Safeway, being part of the communities we serve has always been at the core of who we are. As a proud sponsor of the University of Colorado Buffaloes, we're committed to the players and the fans. And today, we're here for you now more than ever, offering safe, contactless grocery pickup with Drive Up and Go. Order online and we'll have your groceries ready whenever you are. So all you have to do is drive up and go. Download the Safeway delivery and pickup app today.
Hey, Buffs fans, Mark Johnson here. With multiple hospital, urgent care, and specialty clinic locations across Colorado, UC Health celebrates Buffs fans as they live an extraordinary life. UC Health, the official healthcare partner of the University of Colorado. Back once again, segment number two with Tad Boyle here on Buffs Prime Time, presented by Avery Brewing Company. Our final show of the year, because now it's out of the postseason for the Buffaloes. They got the Pac-12 Conference Tournament this week, and the next week, the Buffs will be in the NCAA Tournament, sitting at 20-7 on the season, 14-6, the number three seed for the upcoming tournament. All right, you said last segment, you said we're preparing. Well, this is a long break for you guys. You get a full week off, which doesn't happen during the season. So
no, it doesn't.
What are you guys doing?
Well, we took 2 days off after the last game, and I know some of the guys come in and get lifts in and get, you know, shots and things like that on their own, but I think, you know, you want to stay fresh mentally,
sure.
You want to stay fresh physically, but you also want to keep that sharpness. So, you know, the last thing you want to do is bring these guys in and grind them, you know, 5 days in a row of practice. They've had enough of that.
Yeah.
So you want to give them enough time on their own to try to, you know, work on what they need to work on, because different guys need different things this time of year. The guys that have played heavy minutes might need a little bit of a break and, you know, some cold tub, hot tubs, you know, some yeah. rehab. The young guys may need to get in a lift, you know, get some lifts in and get stronger, and, you know, everybody needs to get shots up this time of year. So we took 2 days off, and then Sunday, yesterday, we had a good run and shoot, you know, where we bring them in. We put in a few new plays that we want to run in Vegas in the tournament. And then got some 5-on-0 in and did some conditioning at the end. So, but nothing team-wise. And today we just had a hook 'em up kind of practice where we did our shell drill. We did, you know, it was a good practice, really yeah. competitive today. The guys got after it. They pushed each other. And so today was a good day to get better. We scrimmaged and got up and down a little bit. And some guys were huffing and puffing. But we need that, and tomorrow we'll have another one of those kind of practices. It'll lighten up a little bit on Thursday, because we'll practice here on Thursday and then leave for Vegas afterwards, since we don't play the late game.
Right.
Fly to Vegas Wednesday after practice and figure out who we play that night and have a shoot around on Thursday, and we should be ready to go.
That really is kind of a balancing act all season long, isn't it? Because, you know, preseason you do heavy conditioning, getting guys ready.
Yeah.
And then talk about that process of knowing when to have the guys exert physically, when to back off, when to exert yeah. mentally, that kind of stuff.
I think it depends a lot on, you know, how many guys are you playing.
Okay.
How many minutes are they playing? Are you playing guys really heavy minutes? Or, you know, so for example, Mark, if you play a game and everybody plays 20-some minutes a game, okay, you can get out and practice and get after, because those, right. those. But you got four guys that played 32 minutes or more. Well, those four guys, they don't need to come in the next day, and, you know, you don't want to grind them down.
Right.
You those guys might need a little bit of rest. Whereas the guys that played 10 minutes or didn't play at all, they need to – you know, they need to get out and get some work in. So it's finding that balance between who needs what, you know, as the season goes on. But it usually starts happening, I'd say, middle of January. Up until then, it's pretty much, you know, certainly October, November, even December, you're preparing, you're getting better, you're going head-to-head, so to speak. You know, there's an old adage, iron sharpens iron.
Sure.
And so you don't ever want – yeah, again, that's just my philosophy, because there's different coaches that might have different philosophies. But mine is, you know, you got to go against each other and practice every day to make each other better. And our guys have done a really good job of that this year.
And I would have to think, too – you've got a veteran team this year. You got a guy with some heavy top end. That would change year by year, wouldn't it? Kind of how you approach
it. It will, absolutely. Yeah. Like next year will be a totally different year because we won't have that. You know, we'll have a couple of seniors, you know, most likely Eli and Evan and a bunch of younger guys. So it might be a little bit different next year. I don't know what our rotation is going to look like next year. So I think each year is a little different year. But the one thing you want is you want your guys to look forward to practice as an opportunity to improve, whether they're in the starting lineup and are playing heavy minutes or whether they're not playing or whether they're coming off the bench. You want them to have the opportunity to prove to you, hey, I'm getting better, coach. And you want to be able to see that for yourself as a coach, too.
First time the Buffs have gone to Vegas not playing that opening round.
Yeah.
I mean, what does that change anything for you?
Not really, no. I mean, other than that, you don't know who you're playing,
right?
And you got one less day of the tournament. So, but no, you got. I mean, the thing about going into tournament play is you're not looking ahead, and this is totally different than the regular season. The regular season, you know, you play on Thursday, you got a game on Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, if you play on Saturday or Sunday, you got a game the next Thursday. Here, there's no guarantees. There's no tomorrow, so to speak. You lose, you're done. And so with that being said, you know, there's a sense of urgency that we need to have. And I mentioned those practices. And, you know, one of the things I really liked about today's practice, Mark, is our guys, you know, they got after it.
Yeah.
And our younger guys are getting better. And they're not – they've never backed down. They've sometimes been overmatched, but they've never backed down. And now they're understanding kind of what it takes to be successful. And so our practices are more competitive.
Are you sensing with McKinley, Deshaun, Dallas, going down the line of the seniors, that they fully comprehend that there is no tomorrow and we are really, really hungry now?
Absolutely.
We're in a march?
No, they know it. They know it. Absolutely they do. And now it's incumbent upon them to go out and play like it, you know. And that doesn't mean playing scared or nervous or, you know, you just go out and let it all hang out and trust yourself, trust your teammates, trust the process. And our guys have a lot of confidence right now. They know they're a good basketball team. And there's not a team in this league that we can't beat. There's not one team. But we also know from the experience at Cal, the experience at Utah at home, we also know if we're not on top of our game and playing the way we need to play, you know, this thing could be over real quick, too. So I like where our guys are. I think we have a mentally sharp group, a mature group, and I would even include our young guys in that because I think our young players have even really, really made great strides this year.
You know, the difference between this week and what happens following that, okay, you know, next week you're going to get somebody you haven't seen them all year long and nothing about them. There are no secrets going into what's going to happen to Vegas this week, right? I mean, you know, you played both Stanford and Cal twice this season. You know exactly what they're all about. They know what you're all about.
Exactly. They know our actions and what we're going to try to do. We know their actions and what they're going to try to do. And so it really comes down to execution and who can execute and who can make plays because you're right. They know. And even next week, you know, when we play in the NCAA tournament, that certainly that first round, the scouting reports are pretty dialed in. I mean, it's amazing the information that's out there in the film. So, but it's that quick turnaround. You know, it's that next game, it's that second round game, if you're lucky enough to get there, that things can get a little dicey sometimes. But that's what makes tournament play so fun. Is you know, and I love going to Vegas not knowing, I don't know if we're going to play Cal or Stanford. Let's see who does it.
Yeah.
You know, we do know from experience, sometimes there's an advantage of that team that plays the first night. You know, they've got their feet wet in the tournament. Mm-hmm. And they know it. But one of the reasons we went to T-Mobile to play Washington, you know, in the preseason and played, you know, there was the two games there and also Grand Canyon. So our players know what T-Mobile's all about. We've stayed at the hotel. We've walked across. We know the whole deal.
Yeah. Lastly, before we let you go, mm-hmm. a young fella sitting over here, Tristan Da Silva. I know you and I have talked enough about him. I know you love him as a player and what he's the potential is. Just talk about him a little bit.
The sky is the limit. I mean, he is he's such a pleasure to coach, and I think, you know, the difference between where he is today and where he was when he got here is like light years. I mean, the improvement he's made. I think he's so much more comfortable on the floor. He's a really intelligent person, but he's also an intelligent player. And I've coached enough to know you've got guys that, you know, might have a 3-point whatever in the classroom. You know, they're really smart in the classroom, but the basketball IQ sometimes doesn't always translate. Mm-hmm. That's not the case with Tristan. Tristan's a bright guy in the classroom, and he's a really bright guy on the basketball floor, has a great feel for the game. What I love about him is his ability to make the game simple, and he just makes simple basketball plays. He doesn't get sped up. You and I have talked about before. He just makes the right play offensively. He's been getting better and better defensively. You know, I think back to the USC game at home, putting him in, because I think Jabari was back then, and so, you know, when Jabari went out, Tristan was kind of a front court player, and now that Jabari's back, he's got to play a little bit in the front court, but also some on the perimeter, and to put him in against the Peterson kid, who's a 6'8 guard, and Tristan did a great job on him, has great length and size, so, you know, he can be a great offensive player, he can be a great defensive player, he's a guy that makes his teammates better, makes the right plays. Man, it's really exciting when you think the biggest thing for him is he and Steve Englehart. I'm gonna have to have Coach Englehart adopt him for the off season, and we're gonna see a different, you know, body type next. Yeah. Although he's still gonna be long and lanky like he is, but the strength part is that just takes time, and he's not the only freshman. Every one of our freshmen are in that boat, but no, he's got a bright, bright future.
All right, we're looking forward to that, but we're looking forward to the end of this season. The postseason starts on Thursday. Coach, good luck in Vegas.
Okay, thanks, Mark.
That's Tad Boyle. He and the Buffaloes. Here's a 3-seed will take on the winner of 6-11 Stanford and Cal. They play on Wednesday night, Colorado, and the winner of that ball game at 9:30 Mountain Time will hit the air at 9 o'clock on the network with that broadcast on Thursday from T-Mobile Arena. Let's go and take a timeout. Tristan Da Silva is going to join us next during our player segment. This is Colorado Basketball from Learfield IMG College.
Out here, we charge into the heartland with Mountain Dew. Out here, there's no rush hour, just the rush of flying wide open on glassy water at 5 a.m. with your first dew in hand. And there's no spin class, just bright green spinnerbait that ironically matches your second dew. Out here, we don't just play big buck hunt, we hunt actual big bucks. And out here, the best road is off-road, and the color of your truck is mud. Out here, it's dew.
How do you become America's best-selling brand? Let's break it down. Innovative tech means smarter and safer driving. Intelligent all-wheel drive will keep you ready for anything. And built Ford Tough trucks will always get the job done. Plus, come into your local Ford store today and get super low APR financing, big cash back, and great lease offers on Ford's full line of cars, trucks, and SUVs. That's Ford, and that's how you become America's best-selling brand. Sales claim based on calendar year sales.
Hey, Buffs fans. This is Mark Johnson here at Hazel's Beverage World. Did you know that Hazel's has the friendliest staff and the largest selection of beer, wine, and spirits in Boulder? Hazel's is locally owned and operated and conveniently located at 28th and Pearl in Boulder. Remember, Hazel's is the official pre- and post-game headquarters of the Buffs.
Be you all at Hazel's Beverage World before or after the game.
What makes a home a dream home? Is it how many bedrooms or bathrooms? Is it an open kitchen plan, or is it vaulted ceilings? It's all of the above and none of the above, because a dream home has no dimensions. It's as unique as you are. At First Bank, we know to find the perfect home, you need a mortgage that's just right for you. So whether your dream home has one bedroom or five, we can help make your dream home a reality. Visit efirstbank.com/mortgage, call, or visit a branch to speak to one of our local loan officers. First Bank, banking for good. NMLS 458768, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Every Buffs fan knows that playing at home is an advantage, but when you're ready for a home, the competition can be fierce. A verified approval letter from Rocket Mortgage can help. It tells sellers that your offer is good, helping your bid compete with cash buyers and giving you an edge in the home buying market. So when your finances need a home court advantage, Rocket can. Get started at rocketmortgage.com. Rocket Mortgage, proud mortgage partner of CU Athletics.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
A favorite prehistoric family is back and in search of a new home. Rent the Croods, a new age, now available at Redbox. After surviving the end of the only world they knew, the Croods come upon a safe haven to settle, only to find out it's already occupied by the Bettermans. From their intricately made treehouse to their many impressive inventions, everything about the Bettermans seems better. And an epic clash between the two families is imminent. Watch the Croods, a new age, and make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
Back once again with our players segment here on Buffs Prime Time, presented by Avery Brewing Company. Voice of the Buffs, Mark Johnson, here with a freshman, Tristan Da Silva from Germany. Hey, help us out right now. How tall are you? Be
actually,
honest.
I would say without shoes, probably like 6'8".
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I keep it low key.
I ask this only because Troy and I have talked about this before about, you know, depending on when it's done and who's tabulating and all those kind of things, sometimes we see 6'8 or we'll see 6'9 or we'll see 6'10.
Yeah. Sometimes I stand like besides Dallas and I feel like I'm as tall as him, but on other days, I'm just, normal size, I guess.
Are you still growing?
I think so. Right. I mean, when I came here, I measured myself. Myself was Steve Englehart.
Yeah.
And I think I was about like 6'7", 6'8".
Okay.
And last time I measured, a couple of days ago, I was 6'10".
Okay. All right.
I mean.
So you're closer to 6'10", you figure, right now?
On a good day?
On a good day.
Let's say on a good day.
Oh, who's taller, you or your brother?
I feel like he's a little bit taller, to be honest. Yeah, just a little bit.
Okay.
Just a notch.
Well, where does all the size come from in your family? Do you have big parents?
My dad's like 6'5".
Okay, maybe. So he's a good size man.
6'6", yeah. Yeah, yeah, he's pretty tall, but other than that, it's...
Nobody else in the family's real big?
No, not really.
Okay. What we hear about you and Oscar, are there other siblings?
No.
Okay, just the two
it's
of
only
you.
The two of us.
Just
yeah.
the two of you, all right. How did it happen that you ended up here at Colorado?
I mean, I don't know. I just reached out to a couple schools and tried to, get a D1 scholarship.
Yeah.
Colorado ended up, texting me. I think I had some help over there from my brother at Stanford.
Sure.
He helped me, get a little bit more of attention, I guess.
Well, because he had already kind of blazed a trail and being a very good player himself. So everyone thinks, we got the bloodlines. Yeah. He's a big kid as well.
True.
But what kind of experience or exposure to Colorado did you have?
Prior
to coming here.
Oh, prior to coming here?
Yeah.
The first encounterment with Colorado was actually the injury my brother had here.
Oh, when he and Evan collided.
Yeah, when he and Evan collided, he hit his head on the ground.
Yes.
Bleeded, was knocked out. I saw that live.
You
back home
then.
At like 2 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, you were watching that night.
Yeah, I was
here.
Watching the game on the YouTube live stream.
Yeah.
And, I was shocked.
When you got here, did you have to have a conversation with Evan about, what are you doing to my brother here?
No, I didn't talk about that with him. I didn't want to, he probably has some bad memories about that. So.
Listen, you know how soft his heart is. As big as he is, he's got a soft heart. And he cared about that more as much as anybody.
Yeah.
How would you characterize your freshman season here?
It's been great.
Yeah.
I had a couple up and downs, but in general, as Coach Boyle said, I feel like I've improved a lot. I feel way more comfortable on the court than I did coming here. And I've been getting some playing time. Yeah. A couple of guys been out and stuff, so I could step up and get some minutes on the court.
When Coach says that you find a way to do things simplistically. That's a phenomenal compliment. People would hear that, and maybe people that don't understand a game of basketball don't understand what a compliment that is, because most guys, they try to make the hard play. Mm-hmm. And make the simple play is not easy to do, and not many guys can do it. Where does that fundamental kind of understanding of this game come from, do you think?
That's a good question.
Who taught you the game of basketball?
Who taught it to me? Basically just my old club coach, my former club coach back in Munich. Mm-hmm. They were really, really fundamentally sound people that kind of taught the game like that. And that's what I always been growing up to do, I guess.
For somebody who has never been to Munich, Germany, that would be me, actually, and many of our listeners, I would think. Tell me something about Munich, Germany, that makes it great.
I would say it's just beautiful.
Right?
I feel like...
What's the climate like?
It's similar to here. Okay. It doesn't get as cold and as hot, so it's a little bit milder. But in general, there are cold winters. I think right now it's pretty cold there.
Okay.
Around 0 degrees maybe.
Okay.
Fahrenheit, and it snows. It gets hot though too. So, there's a little river running through the city.
Nice. How big is Munich?
And a big river too.
Yeah.
They have a population of, think like 1.8 million.
Okay, so it's a decent.
It's pretty big, yeah.
Denver-ish, somewhere in that ballpark, I would think.
I mean, it's probably smaller than Denver, okay. But
I think Denver's about 2.5, I think, or something like that. So
it's a little bit smaller
than
that, but it's definitely beautiful. A lot of green.
Yeah.
A lot of the streets a little bit smaller, so you can just walk around and, I guess, enjoy the nature.
Yeah. You know, having been to Europe, the one thing you find, and you probably found it in reverse, when I went there, you find, I mean, the United States has been around for, 250 years, for goodness sakes. When you go there and there are buildings that are 400 or 500 years old, did you find it coming here that everything just seems a little bit newer because it's younger?
I didn't really realize that, but I definitely knew that before coming here.
Sure.
Things here are a little bit newer, I guess.
There's phenomenal history throughout Europe, right?
Yeah, absolutely. When you go to Italy and France and, a place like that, Spain, there's a lot of old buildings, a lot of treasures, I guess.
What do you like to do away from basketball?
I used to play soccer a little bit. Yeah, when I was younger.
That makes sense.
I do that a lot with friends when I meet them.
Good for the footwork.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you grow up doing that, you definitely get your footwork right. I did that a lot with my dad growing up and my brother.
Okay.
So that's where that comes from.
Do you have any hobbies outside of athletics? Play the violin or?
Actually, I used to play the trumpet.
Thanks for reminding
me. I forgot about that. I haven't played in a minute. I used to play for like 6-7 years. So that was a big part of my grown up process,
sure.
I guess. My parents always wanted me to play an instrument. I started off with playing the guitar, and then eventually switched over to playing the trumpet in orchestras and everything. So I would say I was pretty good.
Musically inclined.
Yeah.
All right. Give us a quick thought about this postseason. I mean, you've had a chance to learn under a great senior class, one of the great players in Colorado history, McKinley Wright, on how to go about your business. I'm sure you learned a lot of that from your brother as well, being as accomplished as he is. But it's that time of year, man, where there's no tomorrow. I mean, it's win or go home.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can sense it in the practices right now. Everybody's locked in. Everybody's talking, everybody's being active. There's no time off or anything.
Yeah.
People are really going after it. You have so many seniors in that class. So you really have mentors that like push you and give you tips and tricks and try to improve your game. So that's really great. I really appreciate that.
It's been great having you on. wonderful freshman year. Good luck in Vegas this week.
Thank you.
All right, Tristan DeSilva for the Colorado Buffaloes. They take on the winner of Stanford-Cal on the Wednesday night game. They'll meet him up with him on Thursday in Las Vegas. We'll take a timeout. J.R. Payne is going to join us coming up next. It's Buffs Prime Time presented by Avery Brewing Company. This is Colorado Basketball from Learfield IMG College.
Hey, Buffs, so you're probably cheering on your team from your living room, which might double as your home office, and maybe even your bedroom. Well, with rates at historic lows, it's a great time to refinance with Rocket Mortgage and get cash out of your home. Cash which you could use to remodel a spare room into the ultimate fan cave. When you're ready to upgrade your home court, Rocket can. So get started at rocketmortgage.com. Rocket Mortgage, proud mortgage partner of CU Athletics.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
How do you become America's best-selling brand? Let's break it down. Innovative tech means smarter and safer driving. Intelligent all-wheel drive will keep you ready for anything. And built Ford Tough trucks will always get the job done. Plus, come into your local Ford store today and get super low APR financing, big cash back, and great lease offers on Ford's full line of cars, trucks, and SUVs. That's Ford, and that's how you become America's best-selling brand. Sales claim based on calendar year sales.
At Elevations Credit Union, we're big in a local way, and local in a big way. What do we mean? When you bank at Elevations, you'll find the sophisticated financial products, services, and technology you need, and the investment and community you deserve. We're not too big, we're not too small, and it's easy to become an Elevations member. Banking. It has a sweet spot, and we're it. Elevations Credit Union. It matters where you bank. Insured by NCUA.
Stampede is the official licensed beer of University of Colorado Athletics. Avery Brewing Company developed this refreshing Colorado Gold Lager, shoulder to shoulder with the University of Colorado at Boulder. Pure Rocky Mountain water sourced from our Colorado home makes Stampede light, crisp, and perfect for game days. Stampede is a welcome, easy drinking choice at CU's Folsom Field and across Colorado. For those looking for a quality Colorado Gold Lager to be proud of, Stampede charges to the front. Find Stampede near you at averybrewing.com.
A favorite prehistoric family is back and in search of a new home. Rent the Croods, A New Age, now available at Redbox. After surviving the end of the only world they knew, the Croods come upon a safe haven to settle, only to find out it's already occupied by the Bettermans. From their intricately made treehouse to their many impressive inventions, everything about the Bettermans seems better. And an epic clash between the two families is imminent. Watch the Croods, A New Age, and make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
Out here, we charge into the heartland with Mountain Dew. Out here, there's no rush hour, just the rush of flying wide open on glassy water at 5 a.m. with your first dew in hand. And there's no spin class, just bright green spinner bait that ironically matches your second dew. Out here, we don't just play big buck hunt, we hunt actual big bucks. And out here, the best road is off-road, and the color of your truck is mud. Out here, it's dew.
Hey, Buffs fans. Voice of the Buffs, Mark Johnson here for UPS. Your customers want more from your business. You've got to make more happen. Whether they're in Boulder or on the other side of the world, globally or locally, UPS is building solutions to help businesses give their customers exactly what they want. More. Made easy. UPS, official logistics company of Colorado Athletics.
Back one final time on Buffs Prime Time, presented by Avery Brewing Company. Last show of the year. And our last guest is J.R. Payne. Welcome. Well, look at a special spot you've got.
Hey, thank you. Glad to be here.
You know, I was joking with Ted a while ago because, a week in between his games. And for you, you're just kind of you're preparing, you're practicing, you're working out. But it's just hurry up and wait right now for you.
It is. Yeah. We've been off for 4 days now, which was great. Emotionally, physically, everything to rest. But today's been a pretty spirited practice so far.
Good.
So yeah, I mean, we're definitely excited to get back to it. But you're right. We don't know what we're doing or where we're going. Or
right.
We just are hoping we're going to keep playing.
And I don't want to – so when I have this conversation with coaches, I don't want to put the – you know, there's no period here. It's just kind of a pause.
Yeah.
But give us a quick thought about, you know, the season you just had. I mean, you guys go 500 in conference play. Yeah. You're a top half of the league. I mean, you've got to be proud of that, I think.
Absolutely, yeah. To consider, you know, all things considered, there's been a lot of, you know, ups and downs and different things. Sure. And we're still a really young ball club.
Yep.
With only a couple seniors, couple juniors, and the rest are underclassmen. So to finish, you know, at 500, we definitely think if we'd gotten to play our last game, we would have finished above 500.
Yep.
Would have put us in fifth place. We finished sixth, but really, really promising for our future.
Yeah, this team grew as this year wore on.
Definitely, yeah. And I mean, to lose Jalen Sherrod, you know, who was leading the conference in steals and was yes. second on the team in scoring, and to lose all of that, you know, but give an opportunity for someone like Sela to really step up and do great things, and you know, I think in the long run, really a blessing for our program.
I was going to say that that's one of those things at the time you're like, oh, son of a gun, I can't believe that happened.
Yeah.
But because of that experience Sela gets.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, you think about, and you're focused on postseason, but you can't help but look ahead and go, wow, that matures this basketball team or picks up the learning curve, if you will.
Yeah, definitely. And even just players that have had to do more, you know, sure. in Jalen's absence and, you know, offensively, defensively, from schematically, you know, even Jalen right now is challenging herself more mentally than
yeah.
she's had to, because she's just faster than everybody, you know, but now she actually is like thinking the game. I tell her, I need you to tell me what quick hits you think we should run, you know, in this game and why, you know, and so
that's
she's,
interesting.
Yeah, she's being challenged in different ways too.
Yeah. Well, I hadn't even thought about that aspect of from a coaching perspective,
yep.
because you want to keep those players who are sitting at the sideline injured engaged.
Yes.
And so you've got to work them out in a sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. When I handed her my play call sheet, which has about 100 play calls on it, and said, all right, I want to know what you think we should run and why, you know, it was, yeah. And other players too, you know, everyone is really growing and you know, finding opportunities to get better.
That would especially be important for a point guard, wouldn't
yep.
it? They're kind of a quarterback out there.
Yep, for sure.
Yeah. And give us an update on her. How's she coming along?
Yeah. Oh, she's doing great. Yeah. Yeah. Almost a miracle, honestly. 2 days after surgery, she's in less pain, you know, than she was wow. for the last 2 years. So,
yeah.
So yeah, we're expecting her to be healthy and, you know, be back soon.
That's awesome. And then to grow from a mental standpoint.
Yeah.
So this time, as you're kind of sitting here in limbo, if you will, talk about what you're working on.
Yeah, we're you know, we rewatched couldn't watch the last game for a couple days. I just couldn't do it emotionally. But we watched it together as a team today and really just saw a lot of areas that we can continue to get better and grow.
Yeah.
One of them, communication. You know, we've been doing drills for the last half an hour in practice, really focused on communicating and talking and fixing things, you know, on the floor in the moment.
Yeah.
You know, so there's always areas that we can get better. That's one of them we focused on today.
Right, right. That communication part, that gets overlooked a lot.
Oh, yes, about. Yes. I mean, I've heard, I think it's Doc Rivers that said a quiet gym is a losing gym, you
wow,
know, and
great
so,
line.
Yeah, it is. It's a great line and it's applicable to everything, you know, even yeah. in the locker room, in your business, in your relationships. So it's something that we work on a lot.
Well, fantastic. Well, we'll wait with you now.
Yeah. Everybody wait, but keep your fingers crossed.
We'll keep our fingers crossed. Congratulations on what turned out to be a great season.
And
let's keep our fingers crossed there's more to come.
All right, go Buffs.
All right, that's J.R. Payne. She and the women are waiting now. They'll wait and see what happens. We've got Selection Sunday coming up, of course. Right after that, we'll find out with the women and what their postseason fortunes may be as we put a wrap on the final. Buffs Primetime presented by Avery Brewing Company. Don't forget Thursday night, we got the men's game at 9:30 on Thursday night. I'm voice of the Buffs, Mark Johnson. Thanks for joining us. This is Colorado Basketball from Learfield IMG College.
Hey, Buffs fans, Mark Johnson here. With multiple hospital, urgent care, and specialty clinic locations across Colorado, UC Health celebrates Buffs fans as they live an extraordinary life. UC Health, the official healthcare partner of the University of Colorado. Hey, Buffs fans. This is Mark Johnson here at Hazel's Beverage World. Did you know that Hazel's has the friendliest staff and the largest selection of beer, wine, and spirits in Boulder? Hazel's is locally owned and operated and conveniently located at 28th and Pearl in Boulder. Remember, Hazel's is the official pre- and post-game headquarters of the Buffs.
Be you all at Hazel's Beverage World before or after the game.
Hey, Buff fans. Visit Larry H. Miller Toyota Boulder for employee pricing. You pay what the employees pay, only at Boulder Toyota. We offer 2 years, no-cost maintenance with every new Toyota purchase or lease. Take advantage of our low upfront pricing on all pre-owned vehicles in every make and every model. Visit BoulderToyota.com for more information. Come visit us off Pearl and 48th, right off of Foothills Parkway, or online anytime at BoulderToyota.com. Go Buffs!
First National Bank is proud to be an official bank of CU Athletics and the exclusive provider of the CU Visa Debit Card. Find out how you can take the game with you with a CU Visa Debit Card free with any First National Bank checking account. Visit any branch or fnbo.com/buffs to get the ball rolling on your free CU Visa Debit Card today. First National Bank, an official bank of CU Athletics.
At Safeway, being part of the communities we serve has always been at the core of who we are. As a proud sponsor of the University of Colorado Buffaloes, we're committed to the players and the fans. And today, we're here for you now more than ever, offering safe, contactless grocery pickup with Drive Up and Go. Order online, and we'll have your groceries ready whenever you are. So all you have to do is drive up and go. Download the Safeway delivery and pickup app today.
I am a nurse,
a firefighter,
a college student,
a mother,
and I am an American soldier.
I will always be ready
for every storm
and disaster that threatens my community.
I will always be there to protect my neighbors,
my family,
and my country.
We are the Army National Guard.
We are the Army National Guard.
We are the Army National Guard.
Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service.
Hey, Buffs fans, Mark Johnson here. With multiple hospital, urgent care, and specialty clinic locations across Colorado, UC Health celebrates Buffs fans as they live an extraordinary life. UC Health, the official healthcare partner of the University of Colorado.
You've been listening to Buffs Primetime with Tad Boyle and J.R. Payne. Brought to you by Coors Light, Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly. And by Pepsi, that's what I like. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Buffalo Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.